RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you worry about gaining weight this coming holiday season? I know I don't really worry about it. I just accept the fact that I'm going to put on a couple of pounds because I make pumpkin pies from scratch and I make my grandmother's moon cookies that I share with my cousins, although I keep a nice portion for myself. Anyway, we're going to learn today about weight gain and the truth about carbs. And I have with me an expert in the field, Marie Osser from Veg TV. Marie, would you share with us some information about carbohydrates and weight gain? Because I think there's a lot of bad information out there.
Right. Okay, so carbs have really taken a hit. They've really been demonized. The whole Atkins craze, you know, where people were loading up on all kinds of fats and animal products and putting their bodies in the state of ketosis, thinking they were losing weight, actually very unhealthy. You cannot remove one whole macronutrient from the diet. The carbohydrates are there because they're there for energy. There are macronutrients, there's fat, there's carbohydrates, there's protein. When you eat protein foods, that goes to the building of muscles and that sort of thing. It supports the body. It definitely is an important component. When you eat fats, fat is the one macronutrient, by the way, that if you eat enough of it, it goes seamlessly from fat to fat. It doesn't have any other function. It keeps you warm. And carbohydrates are there for energy. So pasta, for instance, has been demonized. I mean, don't give me a burger without a bun kind of thing. But it's been unjustly criticized, the carbohydrates. You know, it's been considered a leading culprit in the rise of obesity. And it's been a food group that's avoided by ill-advised proponents of the Atkins diet. Carbohydrates are an important part of a healthy diet, and ounce for ounce contain fewer calories than either fat or alcohol, which is, some people think that's a food group. And in Italy, where pasta is eaten at least once a day, people enjoy one of the lowest rates of obesity in the world. 8.5% obesity in Italy is compared to 31% in the United States. You know, it can be a healthy carbohydrate. You know, it's got a low glycemic index, basically. Now a lot of the problems with the whole carb issue is that they have lumped carbohydrates together with an anathema of modern living, which is the refined carbohydrate. And the refined carbohydrate, that's white flour, white bread, white grains, white rice, anything that's had all of the fiber removed. When you do that to a carbohydrate, what happens is it becomes, there is no a lag in the metabolism of that's where the glycemic index. So that white sugar, for instance, if you eat something with white sugar in it, your blood is going to spike very high in glucose and then drop precipitously, like a depression, right? So there is no fiber. When you reduce when you have brown rice, for instance, or when you have whole grain bread, then your body is going to metabolize more slowly. Why? Because it takes time to digest the fiber. That's why it's there. Removing the fiber is the problem. It is not it's not carbohydrates as a food group. It is the white refined carbohydrates that are the issue.
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you bring that up, because what people don't realize is that in the refining process, then there's the recombining process, and more often than not, sugar will be woven into everything. And if it's not sugar directly, it's going to be corn syrup solids or high fructose corn syrup. I personally think that the food companies that sell those kind of products should be brought up to trial for crimes against humanity. For the United States to be as obese as we are and to be as unhealthy as we are, considering how rich we are, really is a crime being committed by these food companies.
Yeah, it's, well, you know, when a lot of people think that the FDA and the USDA are there to protect us, but basically, yes, you're laughing because you know, right? The USDA, for instance, was really formed as a PR agency for the animal for agriculture. The USDA, you know, the Department of Agriculture, yeah. That was the Department of Agriculture. It was there to promote the use of agricultural products, which in their mind are animal products.
Yes. And getting certified by them is a lengthy process when you're going after greens. I mean, it took us forever to get our certification for a green powder, a green drink that we have that's 99% organic. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's so much wrong with our systems today. And another thing that occurred to me, and I was watching TV last night, and I saw the ad for Campbell's Organic Soup. And by looking at the front of the package, there was no USDA sticker. And that raised two things in my mind. Number one, the overuse of the word organic. And I think that by Campbell's doing what they did, they're going to diminish its value, certainly in the people's minds. And if the government doesn't step in and be more demonstrating that, you know, look, we have these standards, you must adhere to them, mm-hmm. you know, it makes you wonder how much organic material is truly out there.
Yeah, you know, that of course, you know, truth in advertising, that's true. But to get back to the carbohydrate issue, what I wanted to mention was that there was a recent study in the Journal of American Dietetic Association that found that consuming a low carbohydrate diet, low, less than 40%, 47% of the calories from carbohydrates, is associated with a greater likelihood of being overweight and obese. You know, and that was that study found that the lowest risk may be in consuming a diet with 47 to 64% of calories, 64% of calories from carbohydrate. And that wasn't the first study with those findings. There was a Northwestern University study. They said that the thinnest people on earth are those who eat the most carbohydrates. They had a study with more than 4,000 men and women, 40 to 59, U.S., Great Britain, Japan, China. The people who ate the highest carbohydrate diet were much thinner than their high-protein, low-carb diet-eating counterparts.
That's really interesting. And mm-hmm. I think we also, that people need to understand that when we're talking carbohydrates, we're talking about 100% complete mm-hmm. with its fiber, with its brand, an unprocessed product.
Right.
Try to get away from these processed foods because, in truth, they'll kill you. Actually, we're the 19th sickest nation in the world. We spend more money than any other nation in the world. And I read somewhere that we are now the first generation where the children will not necessarily outlive the parents. Sad state of affairs and a sad comment on the American diet and people's consciousness. Yeah. What would be the last couple of suggestions you would give people about eating healthy carbs?
Well, you know, two classes of carbohydrates, simple and complex. Refined grains produce unnatural and inferior products. They've been robbed of the important vitamins, minerals, and fibers. Eat whole grains, generally brown or tan, refined products that are universally white, like in white bread, white rice, white flour, avoid them. You should avoid simple carbohydrates, but carbohydrates are an important part of a healthy diet. Whole grain foods, complex carbohydrates, the longer to break down, slower absorption of sugars.
Well, there you go. You've been listening to Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.